You're listening to SBS News.
Aboriginal elders Uncle Brian Birch and Uncle Brian Campbell live at the Aboriginal Community Elder Service in Melbourne. It's an aged care facility tailored for Aboriginal people. Uncle Brian Birch is aged 83 and he told the Royal Commission into Aged Care he's experiencing a health decline.
How do you find it at the at where you are now?
Love it.
You love it. What do you like about it?
It's real relaxing, you know, it's good, yeah.
Yes.
Not a lot of people there, and it's got a room on my own, and I really like it, yeah.
Uncle Brian Campbell, who's almost two decades younger, says he's at the facility because he has nowhere else to go. That's because the wait for emergency accommodation is too long.
Well, I find them friendly and culturally safe, and they understand our needs. Most aged care places, I've only met two in Victoria, what do actually look after Aboriginal people as Aboriginal people, not a number in the system or a figure so they get their money dumped up.
But Uncle Brian Campbell says he wouldn't live in an ordinary aged care facility after seeing the effect it's had on his parents.
Because I've got my parents who live in one accommodation place where it's aged care. I wouldn't even send my dog to it. I wouldn't even feed my dog there. My dog will reject it.
And the Aboriginal Community Elder Services' Maureen Lyons agrees.
If that was the only option, Aboriginal people won't seek to be admitted into Western services predominantly, where they've had to be for high needs health issues. We're still getting calls from different families now to have them moved out, and we've got people coming over next week to transfer over to ACES because they're not happy.
Miss Lyons says there's going to be a spike in the next decade for aged care services for Aboriginal people, and there needs to be better planning for the future. Her evidence came on the last day of this week's hearing, which was focused on diversity. After giving his evidence, Uncle Brian Campbell asked a question of the commissioners.
Excuse me, can I ask one question to the...
Of course you can.
Yeah. Question, I've sat with the Royal Commission into Deaths in Custody. I've sat with the Bringing Them Home hearing, right? And out of all of them, hardly anything gets done. Is this one going to be the same?
Well, I certainly hope this is one that does get something done. That's our intention, that something gets done. And that's why we're gathering your stories and the stories of others.
There are now just three hearings left for this Royal Commission. The next one, which starts next week, will examine the people who work in aged care. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.